Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us, and to do so under grace. We open ourselves up to be divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, to be instruments of peace. And we do that for ourselves. We do that for everyone else. We become like butterflies flapping our wings in the wind, and that energy, that movement, that vibration that we raise ourselves up to during this meditation simply radiates out across the globe as if it's a silent healing. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 176. Flowing is effortless. Make decisions based on values, not needs. Flowing is effortless. Make decisions based on values, not needs. You know, the word flowing, when I think of flowing, I think of a stream. And there may be boulders and rocks and pebbles in the stream, and the water, just like silk, seems to simply flow in and around and over. Just like this ribbon of water, it's flowing. No matter what else is there, it keeps on moving forward. And flowing is like moving as liquid does, gently and smoothly, regardless of what is on its path. And we are guided to flow effortlessly. To be plentiful is the other meaning of flowing, as in overflowing, plentiful. So there's limitless water within us, limitless power within us, stamina, higher power, if you will, energy to simply flow. And the movement is effortless, we're told. Well, that's the opposite of effort. To effort is intense, strong, to intensely move, to do something, to almost force it. When we are trying, we notice we get ourselves tired. So it's really better to step back and pause and either do it or not. Trying is putting forth effort. It is not effortless. It's results based on hardness, forcing to achieve a result. Effortless is when we become like that gentle, smooth stream. And it's plentiful, and it's easy, and it's flowing. It's like the tides of the ocean. No matter what we do, no matter what we think, no matter what we want, there's a higher force that guides the waves to come in and go out. And for the high tide and the low tide, it's not about us. It's all set up in the divine order of things, and that is flowing, to be one with the divine order of things, to be one with the divine order of the universe, to be one with the power that is greater than us. When we are allowing ourselves to be there, we are flowing, and life is effortless, and things are filled with ease and grace and plentiful. And we're told the key to be this flowing is to make decisions based on values, not needs. So let's really get clear. To decide is making decisions is to decide. And really, literally, it means to cut off. To cut off. So there's no turning back. We decide to do this over that. We make up our mind. We settle the internal question that maybe we have been going back and forth with. We make a conclusion. We decide a decision. And we're told to make the decision not out of the human tendency on needs, but on a higher calling, that of values. So let's get that distinction clear. Needs, although they may be required, when we're doing things because we feel it's a need, we are coming from a neediness, which is a sense of lack. We desire something that we lack. We feel we lack. And what's so key here is it's a feeling that we lack. And whenever we are feeling something, we are anchoring that inside ourselves, and that is more powerful than anything we could ever say or think or speak or write. What we feel becomes the reality. So when we make decisions out of something we feel we need, that we desire, it's because it's a sense of lacking. And whatever you focus on, whatever you're feeling, is what you will expand. So lack will bring lack. If you feel you want something, you are wanting. It is a sense of poverty. And it will lead to more chasing and pushing. That will lead to more pushing away exactly what you desire. So be really conscious of that. Coming from a place that I already have more than enough, and you feel that, and you love what you have right now, truly have that feeling of love, gratefulness, appreciation for exactly what you have now, is the only way to move into what you really desire. From a place of prosperity versus poverty. And what do you really desire? Those things that are meant to be yours are based on your true values, not your needs. You will always be given more than enough of everything you truly require to live. Those other things that one desires, if they're from our thinking self, from our mental self, our ego self, we can chase them forever. If they are based on our true values, that's inside. That's not just money to value something in terms of financial prosperity, but to value it as being worthy of you. It's a quality which makes it desirable, a quality that makes it desirable because it makes your heart sing, if you will. Your soul feels awake and alive, and you feel goodness. That's the value. It's the feeling, intrinsic, an inward feeling and knowingness, inherent, the real value of things, as if one values health above all other things, values service before all other things, values being a friend before all other things. When we are in this place, coming from value, from intrinsic knowing self-worth, and therefore choosing actions from this place of true inward value, feeling it from our heart mind, if you will, listening to the signals of our soul, following the inner voice, that's where true prosperity lies. And we are guided to make decisions from this higher place, not from the physical needs and mental desires, the hoping and wishings and sense of lack and poverty, but a sense of true worth based on our values. Then, everything we truly desire, life, is easy. We become flowing like a stream that no matter what is on its path, just simply flows like liquid silk, gently and smoothly, that rises like the tides, for we are one with the timing, the order, the harmony of the universe. And we again are in that place called grace. So we will keep this message in mind today as we go into our meditation now to anchor our knowingness of our true worth, to choose from our values, not our needs, and become one with the harmony the divine life force now. I invite you now to breathe into your heart center. And feel as you do, as your chest rises and falls, that you are like the waves of the ocean. Simply breathing in and out naturally, gently, knowing simply as the waves do. It takes no thinking, takes no real action on the waves' part. You simply are your divine nature. You were built for this. It's in your intrinsic, natural way of being, breathing in and out. The life force is within you, within every breath. Your physical house, your body, has been programmed to receive this breath. Breathe it in to your heart center now. See and feel the waves inside. See and feel that you are one with the ocean of the life force, of the universe, of the energy that moves the universe now. As your body rises and falls, up and down, back and forth, as you go deeper and deeper inside, flowing effortlessly to the center of the universe, of the heavens, within you now, simply with the power of your breath. As you look inside, see and feel the vastness of the universe inside of you. Breathe into that light that's calling you now, center of your being. It's as if this light is the sun and the moon. It is your mother, father, God inside of you now. Come to it now. Simply allow yourself to be one with the light of the universe inside of you. Move there gently with the waves of your breath, the divine moving life force energy of the universe. That is you. Feel the warmth of this light as you meld with it, becoming one with it. Going into the void that leads to now, even deeper and deeper inside of you. Feel the energy, this light spinning inside of you, expanding inside of you, filling every cell and atom of your being with this life force, this love energy, this pure, divine, peace energy. And as it fills every cell and atom of your being, every fiber of your being, from the inside out, know you are being harmonized again. raised up again to the vibration of the universe, to the vibration of the God force of the universe, to the vibration of the pure creating energy of love, and all those other things that clogged or seemed to clog your way, your thinking, your energy, your spontaneity, simply melting now. Simply melting now back to the nothingness from where they came. They're of a lower vibration, and you are programmed for a high vibration to rise up like the tide, to flow like the waves, to be attuned with the power of the sun and the moon inside and outside of you, to be attuned with the God life force, who you are, to be attuned with all things of a higher value, intrinsically, the things that fill you up naturally with joy. This knowingness, who you are, knowing you are already so rich, you are already so whole, you are already so magnificent. You are already so beautiful. You are already so complete. You are already so brilliant. You are already courageous. You are already confident. You are already provided with everything you could ever need now. For you are a child of God, and at the core of your essence, you know who you are. You are as vast as the universe of the heavens inside of you. They go on forever and ever, for they are a reflection of the universe outside of you. They are deep, and they are wide, and they are vast. And they are overflowing like a horn of cornucopia, overflowing with the fruits of your deserving right now. Plentiful is who you are. More than enough is who you are. Filled with an ocean of prosperity. Right now, alive with true wealth from the inside out, the wealth of your being, the wealth of your birth, the wealth of your nature, the wealth of the creation, the wealth of creating, the wealth of being right now. You are one with all that is. Know this truth now. Feel this truth now. Be who you are. This truth now. See and feel this truth now. Use any symbol of this that represents this fullness, this completeness, this true, true inherent worth, the true quality who you are, the oneness with the God force who you are. Recognize that symbol for yourself, the ocean, the waves of the ocean, the blue sky with the blazing sunlight, radiating love and health and wealth in all directions, with clear blue skies, a garden brilliantly colored with all the flowers, all the true nature of beauty, of wealth, of glorious flowers, more than everything you could ever need. Every color of the rainbow, all the colors of your chakras, bright and beautiful and complete and whole. Find your symbol. Perhaps it's the butterfly who knows of your birth and origin and knows that every moment counts and you're simply here to pollinate. Share your beauty to rise again and again. Feel and see and know your symbol now, who you are. Allow it to be revealed to you. So when you come back to the physical external world, you remember who you are. You see and feel yourself as you really are, and not at all thrown off course by mankind's littleness and sense of lack that leads to fear and inferior decisions. Be who you are. See and know and realize the symbol who you are. Take this self, your true self, into the world. Act from this place. Choose from this place. This place of wholeness, completeness, powerfulness, based on your true nature, your God nature. Being the God and goddesses who you are. Now, under grace, knowing that when you come from this place of true self-worth, knowing your worthiness and your worth right now, living from this joy of knowingness, who you are right now, this completeness, this wholeness right now, the entire power of the universe is one with you. Come forth now, call forth your name, and open every door that's meant for you now under grace. No more pushing, no more trying, no more forcing, no more proving. You simply are. Enjoying the moment, ready to move forth like a flowing stream exactly when the call comes. All is well. All is well. Be this infinite well who you are. Live from this infinite well who you are. There's endless supply, for your source will never let you down. Your source, the power of the universe, God, your entire angelic team are here for you always. They are moving you forward like the waves of the ocean and the tides. They, not you. Be one with your heart self. Be one with the wealth that resides inside of you. Life will be everything you want now under grace. It is. You are. It is true. And now, dear ones, it's time to come back. And as we began, breathing into your heart center, taking nice, deep, slow breaths, becoming one again with the waves of the ocean, rising up to the surface again, being one, knowing like the waves, we are moved by powers inside of us and outside of us, the higher power, not a human power. Higher power, the sun and the moon inside of us, our God center that moves us forward as we become one again with the waves of the ocean on the surface of Mother Earth now. Flowing back and forth. Become conscious of your body. Perhaps it is flowing back and forth. Simply wiggle your fingers and toes. Sway your head gently back and forth. Bring your hands together in prayer position. Feeling the richness of who you are and the peace and harmony of who you are. Knowing the pure abundance and prosperity of who you are right now. And knowing you come back into this physical awareness, that you will be given many opportunities to choose. Choose from this place. Choose from your deep well of knowing your true worth and how plentiful you are right now. Choose from your values. We call on Carla, invite her to anchor these truths with her toning through us now.
We are radiating center of light, love, peace, harmony, prosperity. We are one with the universe under grace. Thank you. Amen.
And so it is. God bless. I bless you and thank you for being your glorious, complete, worthy, and most valuable self. Namaste.